Intro. This is an advanced mastering lesson, a little sound approach, stack a kick transient in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. I'll walk you through a surgical, low CPU workflow to add a short, punchy transient layer to a drum and bass kick during late stage mixing or mastering. We'll use only Live 12 stock devices, simpler, EQ 8, utility, 8 or compressor as needed, and commit the results so you can free up CPU while preserving phase, mono, low end, and translation. What you will build by the end, you'll have a committed, CPU-efficient transient stack for your kick, a one-shot transient layer mapped and sample line to the kick, a minimal device chain to shape attack and presence, and a single rendered audio clip ready for mastering. The low end stays mono, phase is intact, and perceived attack and loudness are improved without heavy CPU cost. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and source first. Consolidate your main kick audio by selecting the clip and pressing CMD or Ctrl J. Name that track kick body. Next, pick a short transient sample, a click, a pitched hi-hat attack, or a short processed snare top, somewhere between 20 and 120 milliseconds. Keep it as short as possible. Put the sample in your project/clips folder and import it into the session. Make a lightweight transient layer track. Create a new MIDI track. Call it kick transient. And drop a simpler onto it. Set simpler to one-shot mode, or classic with loop off, and turn warp off. Set the sample start to the beginning of the click and keep loop off. In the amp envelope, set attack to 0 ms, decay around 30 to 60 ms, start with 40 ms, sustain down to silence, and release 10 to 30 ms. This creates a single, short click with no sustain. Drag your transient sample into simpler and create a one-bar MIDI clip with a single note that triggers the transient exactly where the kick hits. Zoom into sample view and nudge the MIDI note or adjust the sample start by a few samples. Often 1 to 5 sample nudges are all you need to find the phase sweet spot. Align and phase check solo kick body and kick transient together and zoom into waveform level in arrangement. Visually align the peaks, then listen in mono. If the transient cancels or sounds thin, flip phase using utility on one of the tracks. Small timing nudges of 1 to 5 samples are usually better than flipping phase, but utility's phase invert is a quick check. Confirm the alignment by ear. Sculpt the transient. Lightweight chain. Keep the device chain minimal. Simpler right arrow EQ 8 right arrow utility right arrow optional gate or compressor. In EQ 8, use a narrow bell around 3 to 5 kHz with a boost of about +3 to +6 dB. Q around 1.0 to 1.6 to bring out presence. Add a high pass or steep shelf at 120 to 220 Hz with a 24 dB/oct slope if your click has low energy you don't want. This keeps the transient out of the sub. Use utility to mono the low end, set width to 0% below roughly 120 Hz, and raise gain by +2 to +6 dB while you dial in presence. If the sample has a tail, add a gate with threshold between -30 and -12 dB. Attack 0 ms. Release 20 to 60 ms. To remove any residual tail, balance and dynamic control with the full mix playing, raise the transient layer until you feel the attack. Very small moves, equivalent to about +1 to +3 dB. Use clip gain first for micro adjustments. Clip gain is CPU cheap. If you need glue across kick elements, put a light compressor on the kick group bus, not on each transient track. Use attack times of 3 to 10 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Commit the transient to audio to save CPU. Route kick body and kick transient into a kick group, or prepare them for resampling. Select the arrangement loop for your kick regions. Two commit methods. Method A, freeze and flatten. Right-click the kick group track and freeze track, then right-click and flatten. This renders audio and removes devices quickly and losslessly. Method B, resample to a new audio track. Create an audio track. Set input to resampling or set monitor to in and the input to the kick group output. Arm the track and record the loop. This gives you a separate rendered clip you can edit. After rendering, disable or delete the original samplers and device chains. Keep the committed audio clip and continue your master chain on the group. Final checks in a mastering context. Solo the new combined kick and compare it to the original. Use spectrum and utilities meters to confirm your sub is mono and there are no dips around the transient band. Check true peaks and luffs. The transient should raise perceived attack without raising sub energy. If peaks jump too much, reduce the transient clip gain and re-render. CPU savings summary. Use simpler rather than sampler. Keep the chain short and prefer clip gain and utility for tiny tweaks. Commit the transient with freeze and flatten or resampling and then disable the source devices. Avoid adding oversampling or heavy devices while auditioning. Common mistakes to avoid: don't place the transient without checking sample level alignment. That causes phase cancellation. Don't leave many samplers and devices active across the session. Commit and disable them. Don't boost low frequencies on the transient. High pass between 120 and 220 Hz. Keep decay short. Long tails interfere with drums and bus compression. Avoid per voice heavy compression on the transient. Use light glue on the group instead. And keep the transient mono under roughly 1 to 2 kHz to avoid stereo phase issues on club systems. Pro tips: use single sample nudges. Hold shift for finer steps. For perfect alignment, usually 1 to 3 samples is enough. Reuse one sampler to audition multiple clicks, replacing the sample until you pick the best candidate, then freeze or resample only the final choice. Render at 32-bit float for archival masters and keep the original tracks muted and archived. If you need two bands, Beater and Attack, audition them briefly but commit them immediately as a single audio clip to avoid multiplying CPU. When rendering multiple arrangement sections, render per section and name clips clearly to prevent level jumps. Mini practice exercise in a 16-bar drum and bass loop. Consolidate the main kick hit. Pick 3 short click samples and load one into sampler in one shot with decay approximately 40 ms. Create a MIDI note on kick transient aligned with the kick and nudge plus or minus 1 to 5 samples for the best constructive alignment. In EQ8, set HPF at 150 Hz and dBell boost at 4 kHz plus 4 dB, Q1.2. Use utility to mono the low end and raise clip gain by plus 3 dB. Record the combined kick by resampling or freeze and flatten. Compare luffs and peaks. The combined kick should peak at or below minus 6 dBFS and feel punchier. If peaks exceed minus 6 dBFS, cut the transient by 1 to 2 dB and re-render. Recap: this surgical workflow uses a single simpler transient layer, a narrow EQ and HPF, sample level alignment, clip gain and utility for cheap adjustments, and freeze and flatten or resampling to commit the result. The payoff is a punchier drum and bass kick that translates on systems and saves CPU by turning active devices into a single lightweight rendered clip. Closing coach notes: approach this like surgery. Add a razor thin impulse, not a new kick. Prefer clip gain and utility over extra processors while auditioning. Keep originals archived before you flatten. Check in mono, use spectrum and correlation meters, and always render region by region for long arrangements. When in doubt, less is more. A 2 to 3 dB increase in transient energy, aligned and mono controlled, will often outperform heavy processing. Now open your project, pick that click, and let's make your kick cut through the mix without killing CPU.